Banks Radio Sport.
Well, good evening, sports fans. Sorry about that little hiccup there. It got a little bit like The Quiet Place, if you've seen that film, but a lot scarier. But we're fine now. We're fine now. How are you? Hope you've had a good week. If not, you have until the end of this intro to go grab yourself a cup of tea or something stronger. If you're getting the latter, grab me one as well, please. Coming up tonight, we have Martin Dunn. He is live in the studio with me for the first time this year to go through last night's nail-biting basketball matches. It's a semi-final weekend in hockey, and Tony Meppham is here to go through the fixtures in this weekend's ECAP FA Cup. And, of course, he's going to go through the weather. So thank you very much for having me on. It's lovely to be back in your company this Friday evening. So before we go to Martin, I am going to fill you in on a couple of big events happening this weekend. So motorbikes are getting back on track tomorrow. Andreas Racing Association is holding its season opener in Jerby tomorrow and on Sunday. A plethora of racers are signed up, ready and raring to get back into action. Manx Radio's Chris Kinley will be in the commentary box. He told me what lies in store.
Saturday, a little bit iffy, sure the day could be a bit missed around, but Sunday, I think factor 50 might be in order for me, especially in the commentary box, doing the commentary for the club there. They've put on a great event. I'm just looking through the numbers of the classes. The first race, there's 18 involved. Second race, there's 28 involved. There's 25 in the 600 solos as well. So the big, big entries of all age ranges. It's going to be a really, really good day. Just keep an eye on some of the young lads that are coming up as well. There's some new young lads up there, and there's some new older lads who are coming back to race as well. So, I mean,
a nice mixture there.
A nice mixture and a really friendly paddock, which is great to see. And hopefully, you know, we'll get a really good season ahead. There's a long season ahead that ends in about October time, I think it is, with the 4-hour endurance race. But we just can't wait to get back on track.
A full schedule for those 2 days can be found on our sport page at manxradio.com. Elsewhere, and more than 250 runners will be battling Snae Fell this weekend as they compete in the Mountain Marathon and Half Marathon. The action gets underway from Ramsey at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, with the Half Marathon setting off at 1 o'clock from St John's. Nigel Maddox is on the Manx Fell Runners Organising Committee. He says the race is all about pace judgment.
Probably the favourite, I'd say, is Darren Smith. He's been smashing the miles in. We've got a few regulars from years gone by, Tom Pringle, Ben Corkle, maybe, Christian Varley.
Perfect.
And the ladies' race, probably clear favourite, I'd say, is Nikki Arthur.
For anyone who's doing it for the first time, what words of wisdom would you give them?
I think it's all about pace judgment. You know, it's very tempting to go off hard, but it's all about, I always say, if you're doing the main race, it's the race starts at St John's. So keep fuel well, keep it paced, and don't go off too hard.
So very, very best of luck to you, powerhouse lot, competing in tomorrow's Mountain Marathon and Half Marathon. Now, we are talking basketball, and it is lovely to have Martin Dunn live in front of me. How are you, Martin?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you? It's good to be in the midst of the action and the excitement.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm blaming you for everything.
I take full responsibility.
Thank you. So, another really exciting week. Well, get a bunch of games last night, and I'm sorry I missed them actually, but I don't know, like week to week, basketball just seems to get more nail biting by the day.
It's unbelievable. I've been involved in basketball on the island now for probably 30 plus years, and this is one of the most, if not the most exciting season we've ever had. It's so close. The top five teams, there's a game between each of them. Any of them could win the season this year. It's just amazing.
So let's have a quick run through the results from last night, and then I'm going to ask you to pick out the two most exciting matches.
Yeah, so four games played last night. First up, Hoops versus Jets. Difficult game for Hoops. Jets winning there 81-18. Then Eagles versus Poker Stars. Eagles up 80-38 against Poker Stars. And then two very close games. Turkeys versus Douglas, 52-55 to Douglas. And then Wolves versus Cavs. Wolves, my team, winning by 1 point, 55-54.
And did you beat them the last time you played them?
We didn't. Cavs beat us the last time, so it's an interesting turnaround this time.
Okay, and you actually sent me, that wasn't dramatic enough, I'm sorry, for the radio, because you sent me a very dramatic text about the final buzzer and getting a three-pointer in at the last second, so you can go into a bit more detail.
It was an unbelievable game. It was really close, really exciting, very physical game. Cavs got an early lead on us, I have to admit. They've been working hard improving their game after having some losses in the early season, and it's really showing. We fought back in the second half, managed to get a little bit of a lead. Jack Murray inside for us, Ross Wilson and Corey Pinder with some threes. And I have to mention Oscar Lace, young rookie. He was on for a few minutes. He dished the ball, went for a cut to the hoop, got it back, and nice, easy layup, an extra 2 points for us. We were getting a bit of a lead. Then Cavs came back in the fourth quarter. Phil Evans, James Capelin with some nice threes to get them in, and we traded the lead between the teams. Final 10 seconds, Cavs were in the lead by two. We called a timeout, advanced the ball to the front court, a double down screen to get Russ Wilson free, got the ball into his hands. He shot the three-pointer and got fouled. Missed the shot, but got fouled on it. Three free throws, and with 1 second on the clock, he stepped to the free throw line for three free one-point shots to take the game 55-54. We got the intercept on the inbound, ran out that final second, and we won the game.
That is like a film. Excellent explanation. You should go into commentary.
I try. It's easy to be good at explaining something that you really enjoyed and where your team won.
Excellent. Well, we're going to have to keep it short and sweet, but thank you very much, Martin. And well done to you basketballers. LeBron James would be very proud.
Manx Radio Sport.
And Tony Metham is in the studio, not Sam Spooner. And we're going to be talking about football now. So how are you doing, Tony?
Fine, and just looking forward to get going on this ECAP FA Cup, because if you remember rightly, we made a draw in November. Here we are, just about to go into June, and we haven't played a game yet. So we're going to do the draw live from London tomorrow, which is great, about 20 past five. And let's just hope we get these games on, because last time I think the boys were on the pitch ready to play. And unfortunately, lockdown three came in and we had to take the players off the pitch and we never got any of them played. So 10 games tomorrow. Really looking forward to it, because this is the first opportunity this season that we've had the Premiership sides and also the Division Two sides to pit their wits against each other. And it'll also give Rory and everyone else the chance just to see if they get a Premiership side, how good Ramsey, Ascent and Union Mills are, the two promoted teams this season.
Firstly, I think that's the first time you've started the show without the weather.
Yeah, well, the weather's good, isn't it? And it's nice. And I know yesterday and today wasn't so good, but I believe tomorrow and Sunday is going to be really good. It won't affect our footballers on Sunday. The women are playing. But the men tomorrow, I think it's going to be quite warm, and that little bit of rain will have helped the pitches.
And you mentioned, obviously, with the ECAP FA Cup, it's a mixture of the Prem and JCK Division 2. So is it an equal balance? Like, was the did the draw come out with more Premiership players playing JCK Div 2 players, or same league?
Not really. I think the one that I sort of looked at straight away was St Mary's against Peel. Because those are two of the top sides. And it's great as well, because ECAP have put up a trophy and a bottle of champagne for the player of the tournament. So all I can say is tomorrow, if you play well, you're in with a chance. And we'll try and get that awarded on Monday, because we have to collate all that together. But, you know, the two sides that were relegated, or not relegated, but chose to go into the Premier League last year, Castletown and Paul Rose, play against each other. So that's good to see. Laxey against St John's. You know, Laxey, I've got a lot of good young players in there, as well as St John's, putting some good performances towards the end, but just couldn't find enough to keep themselves in that Premier League. Ramsey and Braddon will kick off at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Reason for that is it's Ramsey's dinner tomorrow night, so just to give them a bit more time, we've allowed that to happen. And Onken against Corinthians, Onken will be disappointed, just missed out on promotion, as well as Corinthians have that Premier League trophy in the cabinet, and they'll be looking to just show Onken how good they are. But I think Onken are going to try and mix it with them and try and get the result.
Which game are you going to be watching, Tony?
I'm going to go St Mary's and Peel. We've got a presentation tomorrow with the under-18s, St George's, at Glen Country Road. So anybody out there whose son has played for St George's in the under-18s, might be worth going down and watch them lift the trophy. I think that presentation has been made at 12 o'clock.
And so what are the exciting matchups, would you say?
Well, I think Colby against Douglas Royal. Douglas Royal survived in the Premier League. Colby just missed out. I think the amount of fixtures that came in towards the end after lockdown three has sort of caught them out a little bit. Air against Old Boys, I would have loved to watch that one, to be fair. But to get back in from up north, back into Douglas and do the draw, it'd be a little bit too tight. Michael against Foxdale, you know, Foxdale beaten midweek against Governors, which was a big surprise. So if Michael can catch them in the same sort of off form, then they might be able to do something. But the rest of them, St George's against Governors Athletic, they've played each other two or three times, and I think St George's have got enough there to sort of, it's not nice to say, have a comfortable result, but I think it'll go that way. And as I said before, the other one is D&D against Jims. This one's being played at Springfield Road, and that's two division sides, and they'll be hoping to go into the hat tomorrow night for the next round.
And a less enjoyable note, unfortunately, there's been a trend of vandalism on football grounds recently. Do you have anything to say about that? That heard, sounds very accusatory, like it's you. Have you got something to say?
No. Yeah, I heard the interview, Ree, and there's a few more clubs, to be fair. Castletown have had sort of glass and bottles left around their pitch, and it's dangerous, you know, glass involved in any sort of field sport. Russian has been the same situation, and you know, I'm sure the kids aren't doing any harm, but it is what it is, I think, where they're sort of drinking or trying to drink quietly, but they're leaving their mess, and it's not good for sport. There's a lot of volunteerism in any sort of sport in the Isle of Man, whether it be rugby, football, hockey, whatever, and they spend a lot of time, and they don't need for their time to be increased what's needed to clear all the damage up. So all I can say, if anyone's listening, you know, just leave it alone. You know, I feel sorry for people like Malou and other clubs who unfortunately have had a lot of glass being left around their pitch.
Yeah, well, Malou and Ramsey have had a string of incidents over the past month. I mean, Ramsey in the past week, three different incidents, I think.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, windows cost a lot of money to replace. And
chairs as well.
Well, chairs as well. I know down the bowl, it can be a bit of a problem in the summer months because it's not being hired, so there's no one down there and the kids jump over the railings. What worries us is that the railings are like spiked, and if someone sort of falls on that, they could do themselves serious damage. So, yeah, let's just hope that it's just going to disappear. That's what we hope to see. But, you know, Onca Football Club, there's a lot of damage done, not only at the stadium last year, but also at Blackberry Lane this season as well.
Mm. And talking about nicer things, you have two guests in the studio with you for Friday Football Focus, which is going to follow this show with George Ferguson, who has just entered the room very quietly. Would you like to introduce your guests?
Certainly will. It's from Ramsey Youth Centre. We wanted to get the boys up to just talk about their promotion. It's a fantastic achievement. So we've got Rory Poole, who's the chairman of the club. So, oh, he's not the chairman.
Vice chairman.
But
treasurer as well.
Treasurer, so that's good. So we'll get Rory in. He's a mind of information. And also Keith Lithgow, who's the combination manager. I don't know how long he's done it, but we'll find that out later on. But it's important to just find out what an amazing season that Ramsey Youth Centre have had, because it looked as if it was going to go away from them when I think they got beat by Malou. But then they bounced back. They've had some impressive results, and the only team to beat Union Mills. So we'll find out from the boys later on.
Exciting stuff. Are you going to be watching any games tomorrow, boys?
I'm actually doing the half marathon tomorrow. So
oh,
I'm,
are you?
Occupied, yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Feeling ready?
As ready as I can be, yeah. I actually hit my ankle a few weeks ago, so it's a bit...
Getting the excuses on now.
My goalposts have changed somewhat, just finishing it now. So, yeah.
Good on you.
My parents have recently come over this week, so I think they might be coming out of isolation tomorrow. So.
Aww.
I think I'm obliged to be available for that.
Yeah. It's a good excuse to not do the mountain.
So no football.
And you've got a big semi.
Yeah, you've got a big semi final. Football focused.
I know.
And we've got Sunday, under 12, I think it is, on Sunday up at Ramsey, so we'll be there as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Let's just quickly touch on the matches on Sunday. So the women's and the masters matches.
Yeah.
What have we got coming up?
Well, it's the two women's first round cup games, FA Cup. And absolute peach was drawn out by Dan Powernall. Corinthians against Peel, arguably the two best sides in the competition. So one of them's going to go. Douglas High School All Boys against Douglas Royal. Douglas Royal, you know, they're up there with Corinthians and Peel. And it left, you know, two of the sides that normally find it a little bit harder to go into a semi-final, which is absolutely brilliant. And if those two teams drew each other together, then we could have one of the... sort of, it's not lower sides, but one of the, there's like a top three and a bottom three. One of the bottom three in a FA Cup final, which would be brilliant to see. But I'm sure we'll find out what happens on Sunday, because that Corinthians Peel game's absolutely huge. And the Masters games, we're still chipping away with Masters. We want to get the presentation done for Peel shortly. They've got one outstanding game against Laxey. We'll get that done, and then the boys can have the trophies.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Tony Meppin, don't go anywhere, but I am going to skedaddle. So thank you very much for tuning in this week. Always a pleasure being in your company. George Ferguson is here now with Greatest Hits and Friday Football Focus. And Tim Glover is back in the driving seat tomorrow with the rest of the Manx Radio Sports team at 5 o'clock on our AM frequency with Saturday Sport Classified and a whole of cup, plate and cutlery results for you. So I will see you next week. Good luck to all of of you competing this weekend, and enjoy the bank holiday, and I'll speak to you soon.